Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning as we start your day with the Word of God and prayer. We have joining us in the studio this morning the Reverend Al Tormolin. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning and telling us about the 72. Now, what is the 72?
The 72 is a ministry of the Office of National Mission, and we partner with congregations all over Synod to help them equip their members so that they can be missionaries in their local mission field. That's where the mission field is today. Mm-hmm. And we want the people, members of congregations, to connect people to Jesus Christ, of course, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then connect them with their congregations so that they can be assimilated into the ministry of their congregations and be loved and cared for by the members, and above all, to be nurtured in their Christian faith with word and sacrament ministry.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have some of the 72, some folks who are part of this ministry joining us by phone today. We have David and Deanna Allen on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Allen. How are you this morning?
Good. Greetings from Virginia.
Wonderful. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Tell us about your involvement with the 72. Why did you become a part of this?
Well, this is the question I wanted to take. We started going to a bunch of workshops through the district, and we also were involved with Mission U and Mission Development Academy. And the Holy Spirit was leading us to and nudging us to try to find something in our retirement to do for the Lord. And so we got a personal invitation from a 72 member, and we thought we would try it.
And what is it that you do with the 72? What are some of the things that you do as part of your involvement with that?
We have a variety of things that we do, and are always tailored to the needs of the congregation. When an assignment comes up, that's one of the first things we do is go through their application in detail and see where their strengths and weaknesses are, see what kinds of things they want us to do. But the focus really is on witness and outreach, and then we offer all other kinds of training, like how to assimilate new members into your congregation, how to do a prayer canvas, relational witnessing, which is very important, how to make the church guest-friendly, reaching the inactives. You know, inactives are those people who aren't very well assimilated in the first place. A little bit about publicity, if they're interested in that, you know, they can talk to them about the value of a small group ministry, and that's about it.
So you spend some time with these congregations. About how much time do you spend in these communities?
The typical assignment is three continuous weeks, although there are three different alternatives for that. And when we're there, we're really in bed with the congregation. Sometimes on visits, you'll actually live with the congregation members, and the congregation is always encouraged to invite the team members to their homes for dinner. So we get to know members of the congregation at a personal level very quickly.
And tell us about some of the places that you've served.
We got commissioned in 2009. Our first assignment was that same year in September. Down in Kingsland, Georgia. We were the rookies on that one. Our next assignment came January 2010. January, got that. We live in Virginia. And the assignment was in Oxford, Florida, which is right near the villages. So that was really tough duty going down to Florida in January. Our next, our third assignment was just down the road from us in Ashland, Virginia. And all of these, by the way, were three-week assignments. And then our last one was in Clintonville, Wisconsin, in October of 2013. That was a beautiful place. We stayed over the garage of one of the church members there. They had that renovated for their children to come and stay when they visited. It was fall in Wisconsin, and that was really a wonderful assignment.
And so while you were there, as you said, you spent many dinners and time visiting with the members of the congregation and out in the community. Tell us about some of these, the places that you served. Tell us, what were some of the things that really stood out about your visits and your time there?
Oh, that's a tough one. Let's see. When Kingsland is the rookies, we were in the learning mode most of the time there. Oxford, Virginia, or Oxford, Florida, was to a small church. In fact, they were a mission church at the time. And they had a pastor, they have a pastor who was very outreach-oriented, and his objective was to embed us in the congregation and help motivate congregation members to become more involved in outreach with him. Let's see, Deanna, help me out here.
The church in Ashland was quite small. It's very close to us. It's about 50 miles from where we live. And the congregation was small but mighty, and they were very enthused about every workshop that we presented. They were very supportive and warm to us, and it was uplifting to be with people like that. And, the next assignment was at St. Martin's, and Dave's going to talk about that one.
Yeah, that was in Glenville, Wisconsin again. That was the largest congregation we served. I think they had 700-800 members, and the worship was strong. Big church with a big Lutheran school. If you can just visualize Wisconsin, people in this little town of Clintonville, I had been there for 3-4 generations into the past, and they were very close as families, but they needed to learn a little bit about being close as Christians to one another and to the people in the community. So we had a lot of fun with them working on that particular aspect of their life.
What did you enjoy? What have you enjoyed most about serving as part of the 72?
I think every time that we've had, when we leave, we feel if we ever wanted to move to that community, that we already had a church family. And it is so much fun to watch the people get excited about witnessing and getting involved in outreach, and ideas come to them about things that they can do as a congregation and as individuals. So it's very rewarding to see that kind of personal growth with the people that we've been working with.
Al is listening to David and Deanna about their experience and their involvement in the 72 as members of the 72. I just see a big smile on your face. What brings you joy about hearing their stories?
A couple of things. First of all, I want to thank Dave and Dee for being part of the 72 ministry. They are just so compassionate about wanting to reach the lost with the good news about Jesus and bring them into God's family now through the kingdom of grace right now, so that people that they, in this their congregations that they serve and partner with, will ultimately someday be in the kingdom of glory, all made possible through Jesus Christ. They are so dedicated. And a real blessing to have part of the 72 ministry.
Wonderful. Well, we've been talking with David and Deanna Allen, and right now in Virginia, but always exploring places around the country and partnering with congregations, getting to know them and their communities. David and Deanna, thanks so much for being our guests this morning on His Time.
Yeah, God's blessings.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with some more from the 72. We're going to check in with a few more who have been a part of this ministry. Al, thanks so much for taking some time. We're going to stick around. I hope you'll stick around and talk with more of our friends from the 72.
More than happy to do that.
Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Al Tormolin, director of the 72 Witness and Outreach Ministry in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Al, it's been fun just talking with David and Deanna. We've got more folks lined up to talk this morning. So thanks so much for being here this morning.
It's my joy. We're just delighted that we can have this opportunity to share with God's people what the 72 Ministry is all about.
Well, joining us by phone this morning, we have Bruce Manzi. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning and taking some time to talk with us about the 72.
It's a joy to be here.
Also with us on the phone, Lois Schaefer. Lois, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Greetings from the Villages, Florida.
Wonderful. We were just talking with some of our friends who were in Oxford, Florida, not too long ago.
Actually, they were helping us in our new Mission Church plant, which we now, a couple months, are going to dedicate our building. We've grown so since that visit just a few years ago.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to talking about it. Tell us about Bruce, tell us how you got involved with the 72.
Well, I like to think of it probably as an extension of my faith. When you look back to the time that I really got involved in teaching and Bible classes and that sort of thing, and in the 70s, in the 60s and 70s, and a pastor who was a very strong mentor for me, and it was a natural extension of continuing to grow in using my talents and my gifts in service to the Lord. And that really was what precipitated it. I mean, I'd done a lot of things in the local church. I'd been served on most of the boards, had been president of the congregation, all those kinds of things. And this was an opportunity for me to maybe grow a bit and spread my wings and be an even greater service to the Lord's church.
And Lois, tell us about your involvement. How did you get connected with the 72?
I took it upon myself to seek out a special Bible verse to be my vision and direction. And a pastor friend of mine led me to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so then I had the opportunity to figure out what is my Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And my region and nation, it was a good fit for the 72, that through Pastor Al's wonderful direction and coordination of the ministry, he has sent me on assignments in the country. And so then I get to share the good news of Jesus Christ and encourage people to move from being a friendly congregation to a caring congregation, really making a difference in their community for the Lord.
And tell us about some of the places that you've served with 72, Lois.
Well, actually, I got to go on one of my earlier assignments with Bruce, who's on the phone with us from Minnesota. And one of my most memorable is, and they're all memorable, I've been on almost a dozen assignments, but what stands out are those where we go outside of our comfort zone, and Dave Allen referred to Prayer Canvas, where we go in the community and we ask people in the community what are special needs that are going on in their life or someone they know. Well, this one pastor was not too excited about canvassing until he went out, and he said, "We just trained people in Stephen ministry, and we didn't have any people for them to minister to." And in one morning, we came up with so many people. Now I've got hospital calls that I'm making in the week to come, and so on. It just amplified what their ministry was. It moved them into it, the next step, and they said, "This is something we're going to continue every single month now."
Well, very good. And so what are some of the places that you have served, Lois?
Oh, I've been in Illinois, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, Michigan, South Carolina. So mostly now, I used to live in St. Louis. Now, 10 years ago, I moved to Florida with the purpose of starting a mission church. And the 72 really helped that once our outreach pastor got on board. And we started the DNA of our congregation. That would just fit in perfect to call in a team to have some objective outsiders come in help with the evaluation and the encouragement. And I'll tell you, Andy, one thing I really enjoy is that during our assignment, we put together a book of action plans that we partner with the leaders of the congregation. Not only do we teach modules on witnessing and outreach, assimilation, youth ministry, children's ministry, making a difference for Christ, we also come up with an action plan, and their feet are held to the fire on that. And so they have a living, breathing document to continue. They didn't just get excited about our being there. They have something that they're concrete that they're actually going to do to make a difference.
Oh, very good. Very good. Bruce, tell us about some of the places you've served and what stood out for you.
Well, I've been in Illinois. Matter of fact, Lois and I shared that assignment. I've been back to Illinois twice to the same congregation, and the balance of my assignments have all been in Minnesota, and I think I've done a dozen or something like that, but they've all been, within the area of Minnesota. I've had people in the 72 that are in the ministry that have come in and worked with me here in Minnesota, but the rest of my assignments have all been here in Minnesota. And the assignments I've done in Minnesota have really been a varied way of going about things. We have three different ways that we can do assignments. One is called the standard 3-week, where you go for 3 weeks. The other two, one is called a split-week assignment, which allows us to go and spend can do a week and then go back a couple of months later and do another week. I like to split 3-week assignment. I think it allows us to be a little more accountable, the congregation to be a little more accountable, because we're able to leave assignments, the kinds of action plans that Lois talked about. Then we can go back and say, well, what have we done? Have we done what we said we were going to do? So it allows us a little more accountability with the congregation. And then the third way would be to do kind of weekend assignments, where we go in from, say, Friday to Sunday and do some workshops, doing the same things that we do on the other assignments. But if it's a small church in a rural community, maybe you're not able to do the kinds of things that you do in a more urban setting. So those are the three ways, and I've done all three of those, and all three of those actually here in Minnesota. So we've had a fairly broad spectrum of what we do here in Minnesota South, Minnesota North.
I'd like to hear about your very beginnings in the 72. How were you trained to go out and do this training and service to these congregations? Tell us about your experience in that training, because as we're talking today, I'm sure there might be some folks listening who might be interested in becoming a part of the 72. Lois, tell about the process of becoming a team member of the 72.
We have training once a year, and it's in the St. Louis area, and it's in a retreat type of a situation, and we have some of the involved in being a part of the 72 ministry come in as the trainers. And so then it's a 4 or 5 day exposure to this training. Then there's mentoring that also goes on. I've mentored about a half a dozen people so far. Matter of fact, one of the people that I mentored is going to come back as one of the trainers now. And so then, as a rookie, you go out on an assignment quite often with an experienced person or a couple, and that helps you in the process of, they can give you feedback of some of your training in action and how you came across, your presentation, putting the action plan book together, and they help understand where they can utilize your talents the most effectively in the overall assignment. I hope that makes some sense to
sure,
you.
Sure, sure. And Bruce, when you're going out on an assignment, where do you, you mentioned you go sometimes for a week or 3 weeks at a time. Where do you stay when you go out on those assignments?
Well, I've not usually stayed with people in the congregation. That just doesn't happen to be my way of doing things. But you either can stay with people in the congregation. The congregation has homes where you can stay. Congregations will pay for sometimes bed and breakfast or motel rooms in Minnesota. I've been fortunate that some of the assignments that I've had, I'm able to drive back and forth because it's within close proximity to where I live. So I haven't always had to stay where the congregation is located. And we've been far enough away in some cases where we stay for 3 weeks. We'll stay in a bed and breakfast or that sort of thing. There's so many ways. When you go to a congregation, you know, you're not a stranger. You may think you are, but you're not a stranger. We're all children of God. And they treat you like royalty. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. They do. They treat you like royalty.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Bruce Manzi. Bruce, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
It's been my joy. Thank you very much.
And Lois Schaefer. Lois, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy. God bless your day.
Thank you. You too. Now, Al, both of them mentioned discussed their involvement the training they've gone through and going out and serving for a week to 3 weeks at a time. For those who are listening today who might be interested in becoming part of the 72, Lois mentioned annual training. How can folks find out about that training if they're interested in becoming part of the 72?
They can go to our website. Mm-hmm. It's one place. And they can call our office here in St. Louis at the International Center. We'll be more than happy to share information with them about the 72 ministry and how they can become involved. We would look forward to that. We're just happy to let people know we have a forthcoming training event in September, September 8th through the 12th, and we have 26 new people who will become part of the 72 ministry and will be partnering with congregations. This adds the number of people that we have in our ministry so that in 2014-15, we can probably serve like close to 60 congregations.
Wow. Well, very good. So in order to get connected, if they're interested in finding out more about the training, they can, as you said, they can call the International Center here. That number is 888-843-5267. That's 888-THE-LCMS. It's so 888-843-5267. Or you can visit the website lcms.org/the72. Yeah, the 72, the word the, and then the number 72, and that'll take you to the 72 website, and you can read about the training, how to become involved in that, and more details about the 72. And anything else with just under a minute left, Al, that you'd like to share with us today about the 72?
Really, what we want to do as we partner with congregations is help them to refuse decline and inviting growth. That growth is so important because those are God's people that have been redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and He wants them into the kingdom of light, drawn out of the kingdom of darkness. And we really want to move churches into action to bring that good news about Jesus to other people.
Right there in their own community. Reverend Al Tormolin, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time, sharing with us about the 72.
Well, thank you, and we just are grateful for the opportunity to share information about the 72 ministry with others.
Absolutely. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary. Hope you can join us for that as well, listeners, as we study God's Word today with the Reverend Jeffrey Kudis from Trinity Lutheran Church in Cole Camp, Missouri. Stick around for more His Time coming up in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.